My family always said I was the bad child, throwing me away into the bad bow. All my life been putting on a fake smile, sitting on my own, feel like I'm exiled, feeling like I always do the wrong things, telling all their friends that I'm the bad kid. Now I'm on my own, I lost my magic, dealing with you, now I'm over it. And you took a part of me, left me with the memories of, we were never a family, now you're standing in front of my door.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my better half, Boris, and our product of love, Little Michelle. Our show is available live on your radio through our app, The Cure, which can be downloaded on any smartphone, or our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting live from Miami through satellite, available in radios more than 11 states, among others, and soon after the show, on any podcast player. This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God and each other. We do provide testimonials to let people know that we are not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is very much needed. I do believe we all suffer, or have suffered from something, and I hope we can be a source of healing to each other. Though my healing came from God, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be very challenging, but always know there's always someone who cares. There's always hope. And the song that we just played, my pick, was Bad Child by Tones and I. I love Tones and I. They're so talented. I must say that. Then again, no one wants to be the bad child, feeling like the one who's exiled. When considered a bad child, this child can be bullied. Bullied can start in the home from siblings or parents. It can be a spouse or a best friend. It can be a boss that bullies an employee, colleagues from work, and friends at school. And even teachers and principals are capable of bullying others as well. Even priests, if they guilt the parishioner to donate more money, like it happened to my generous older sister. Bullying can happen to anyone, at any time, for any given reason. But what about when it comes to children? The best among us. How can we help the little ones so that they're not the bad child, feeling like they're always the one wrong, so that hopefully they never lose their fire? I would first like to take a moment and say thank you to America from the bottom of my heart for staying home, laying low, and standing strong during this COVID-19 pandemic crisis. And on this day before Easter, we remember that it's not popular to do the right thing. and there are those that will hate instead of understand. Jesus knew this well and suffered it for our sake. It's his way of letting us know it's going to be all right and it's worth the fight. So happy Easter in advance. Today we have a special guest, Dr. Gustavo Roldan. Dr. Roldan has worked with children and families for over 25 years as a mental health therapist and a school psychologist. Dr. Roldan has taught at Purdue University and is currently an adjunct professor in the School of Education at Florida International University. Dr. Roldan is also a sub-investigator in clinical research studies and a psychologist at Neurosciences Clinical Clinic Miami for mental health. We also have a surprise additional guest today, Michelle, our amazing 12-year-old daughter, who has been pushing us now for a while to do a show that addresses bullying so she can speak on behalf of others. Good job, Mimi.
Hi.
Dr. Roland, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Roland, what is bullying?
So there's a lot of bullying that's going on right now in schools, and as you pointed out in your introduction, you know, it could be in the workplace, it could be everywhere, and there has to be a very clear definition, which we do as professionals, and have a lot of understanding that there is a difference between bullying and conflict, and the main, because conflict happens. I mean, everyone experiences conflict from time to time. I mean, it's a normal part of life. But the bullying, where that comes in, and as your question is it's unwanted and it's aggressive behavior, and the intent is to harm or intimidate or coerce somebody. It's the intent is there to do harm. Where in conflict, it happens. People maybe get emotionally agitated and, for lack of better words, lose control. But then there's some remorse. When there's a conflict and it happens between siblings, it happens at kids at school, it happens at work, there's an aggression, if you will, verbally, and hopefully it doesn't get to the physical, but the people are willing to resolve it and have some kind of remorse. When bullying, the intent is to continuously harm, and that's the other part of it. It's the intent, but also it's the repeated harassment or verbal, physical coercion. So there's got to be the intent of harming. It's got to be repeated, something that happens over and over again. And the third and most important part, Amy, is that there is a difference in power. There has to be some kind of difference or power imbalance, that someone may be stronger, maybe more popular, maybe smarter, has some kind of influence over the victim.
Right. So you're basically saying if there's no conflict resolution and the person just is continuing and taking advantage of the situation of the weaker one, then it's considered bullying. And
correct. And it's that continuous, but again, it's the perceived weaker one. Because, you know, one thing, and we'll talk about that later,
okay,
is how do we help people, the victims, is that there is a perceived weakness or difference. But, you know, that's how we can help that person, is to recognize that they're not weaker.
Nice. I think Bobby wants to say something.
No, Bobby's shy. Yeah, no, actually, so is it always necessary the bullying person to have the bad intention? Is it possible for them just to be how they act?
Well, and, you know, and the research shows that I mean, just like, you know, and Amy will attest to this, you know, people aren't born bad or evil.
I didn't think so.
A bullying is something that is learned. So,
right,
to your question,
And that's what I wanted to go into, because is it a learned behavior or is it something that's happening at home? I mean, I can't imagine a kid just naturally wants to be mean. I can't imagine
that. Right. And so unfortunately, you know, as Dr. Gulov pointed out, it can't be their present as they are, as you said, but it somehow, some way, it came to that. And the bully usually has some kind of environmental family things going on, and it's about control. It's about manipulation. So this is what they've learned, and this is how they're coping with their own insecurities and with their own issues.
It's so true, because I read about a girl that was being abused, and I did not know this. Just because I didn't do it and I don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And I did not know that growing up. I thought the kids that bullied were not nice kids. But then I read about this girl that was being abused at home, that her way of dealing with it was becoming a bully at school. So those are things that we need to consider as well. But who do you believe is at risk of bullying? That's something that I'd like to go into so that we can look for these signs and symptoms. And
who is at risk?
Yes.
Unfortunately,
it can be anyone. And we'll continue talking about bullying with Dr. Gustavo Roldan. We would love to hear from you. Call us with your questions at 866-34-TRUTH. Again, that's 1-866-34-TRUTH.
And also, don't forget to subscribe to The Cure. And
okay. We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
Say that I don't deserve you. Nobody feels the way that I do. It's hard for me. I don't want to move on. You let me go. I know what I did wrong. Have I lost it all? Much I regret my mistakes. Yeah. I want you back, but it's harder now. When everyone is against me now. OP.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back. This is Amy Cabell, and thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through the Cure app under Amy Cabell.
That was Lost It All by Zoe Laverne. So let me just explain that song.
Well, first, let me say, have you ever felt like you lost it all and everyone's against you? Still, there's no losing God. He loves us more than we know. This was Michelle's pick, who's a big fan of Zoe Laverne and can tell you more where this song came from.
So basically what this song means to me, so Zoe Laverne is a girl who was in a relationship with Cody Orlov, which is her now boyfriend still. So she made a mistake and she cheated on him, and when Cody found out, Cody said that she said the N-word and she got all this hate. But the thing is, it doesn't matter what you do, it just doesn't, because now she's a better person and she's a TikTok influencer. She has like 14 point something K followers on TikTok. I'm a fan page of her on my TikTok.
So she got a lot of bullying, cyberbullying, and Michelle had brought this to my attention. And I told her that bullying can happen to anyone. And what's important is that we're all humans and we all make mistakes, and it's more important to be forgiving.
And also, like, people, like, for example, like, they would call her, like, Black Queen just because she said the N-word. And, like, the thing is, like, it doesn't really matter because she changed. And she still gets hate. It's not okay to hate on any celebrity. Because think about it. There's another celebrity on TikTok called Little Huddy. And he had a girlfriend named Charli D'Amelio. He cheated on her and no one forgives him. How come Zoe Laverne did the same thing? And everyone forgives her, but no one forgives him. Why is it different to a boy? Why? Tell me why. Why is it different for a boy to cheat, but a girl to not cheat? It's okay. They change. They
and
change.
And then they get bullied. But haven't you had your own experiences with bullying in school?
Yes.
And wasn't there a girl that was being bullied? Tell us about that.
Okay, so there was this girl named Mia Wooten.
No, you don't have to say the name.
Oh, there was this girl. Sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry.
A friend. Your friend.
A friend. A friend. We're going to use a fake name, Olivia. Okay. So, Olivia. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. So, Olivia was basically, like, all the girls were bringing her down, and they were, like, trying to get her, like, at every single moment to be, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't like her. So, then, one time, I remember we were at lunch, right? And basically, they told her to put a red dot on her forehead, and then they're like, come on, you'll look good in it. I dare you to wear it the whole day. And we're going to call the other girl, which is...
Well, basically, they were really picking on her a lot, and they were not being friends with her, and they were ignoring her. And Michelle was the only one that became her friend. And even though she lost all her friends... And nobody would talk to her. She's the only one that stood up for her because she realized that it's not right to be bullied. And even if it's not popular to be her friend, because it can also happen to you like it happened to her. So bullying, it can happen to anyone. But Gus, back to you. Tell me, who is at risk for bullying? Because as you can see, Michelle's very outspoken, yet she was bullied. And the truth is, this can happen to anyone.
Sure, and thank you, Michelle, because I'm learning a lot from this show, because I didn't know who Little Hub was. But
Little Huddy. Okay. He's on TikTok. You can research
him. So, yeah, I mean, as you pointed out, anybody could be bullied, but the main thing we're looking at here is that people who are bullied are perceived as different. There's some kind of difference, and what people are looking at, the bullies, are looking at somebody who is different. And that difference could be physical. It could be a weight. It could be the way they look, the way they dress. Are they wearing glasses? Are they considered cool?
Like your personality. They just don't like your personality. Just, it could be anything.
So it could be anything, right. So people are being at risk, there's a difference. And obviously there's a perceived weakness in this person. They're unable to defend themselves. Maybe they're depressed, they're anxious, or they have low self-esteem. Or maybe they're just not popular kids. You know, maybe they're very introverted and they like their studies and their books, and you know, that's different. And Michelle's at this age now. I mean, sixth grade is, the statistics show that sixth grade is where most bullying's happening.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it starts there, and their reporting as they get older gets less and less. So
right.
As the bullying happens in towards the end of middle school and high school, less people are reporting it. And then, in adulthood, when you get into the workplace, there's even less reporting. But again, going back to who's at risk, anybody's at risk, but it's a perceived difference. And then the bully starts to harp on that perceived difference. I mean, it could be a mental health difference. You know, maybe the child has, some kind of mental health, is ADHD or Tourette's, or autism, something, an Asperger's, where they might be annoying or antagonizing.
Just because they're different. Just because they're perceived different, or they're perceived weak. In my growing up, my experiences was the shy kid, or the kid that was quiet, or, they just perceived that kid as weak, I guess. And it's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. Because, I know that they took out Bibles in school and everything. And, you know, the saying, treat others the way that you would like to be treated, or they're going to treat you the same. And
real quick, Amy, Michelle touched on a very important point, and that is that when a peer intervenes, when a peer actually intervenes on behalf of the student who's being bullied, statistics are showing over 57% of the bullying will stop when there's an actual peer intervention. So that's very important. I'm very proud of you, Michelle, that when you stood up for this girl, who we'll call whoever, the bullying would stop, because they now, the bully sees, okay, there is somebody who's aware of it, there's somebody who can maybe tell on me, there's somebody who is standing up for what is right. So that's very important.
And not only that, but she said a good example, because when Michelle was being bullied, there was another little girl that was very popular, like Michelle was, that decided to stand up for Michelle and lose all her friends for it.
Mm-hmm. And, like, since that, like also, like, bullying has made a big impact in me, because, like, I would cry for days and days for what that did to me. Like, you can even ask everyone here. I cried for days. It was really hard for me. The thing that helped me was Zoe Laverne, because she's my idol.
And if it wasn't for those two friends who showed they cared, that's what helped her through. And that's why it's so important that we're here for one another. Because it's true what you say, doctor. You know, peers, letting them know it's not kind, it's not nice, sometimes that opens their eyes.
And, you know, and again, Michelle touched on another good point. And, you know, the effects of bullying, as you point out, I'm sorry to hear that, Michelle.
Yes, and we'll talk about the effects of bullying when we come back, because that's super important. We will return with The Cure live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and we'll continue talking about bullying. Please call us with any questions or if you'd like to share.
At 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
You don't have to change when I'm around you. So go ahead and say what's on your mind, on your mind.
Now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome to The Cure. Welcome back. I'm Amy Cabo, and you're listening to The Cure. That was No Judgments, a song that I picked by Niall Horan. All I can hear from this song is God saying, when you're with me, no judgment. We can be ourselves and say what's on our mind. We don't have to prove anything to anyone. Only God knows who we truly are. And he shows it to everyone that loves us. There is no judgment when it comes to God. We can get that from anyone else.
I also want to remind you about the contest we started. Let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our contact us page on godisthecure.com. And if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate.
And we are presently talking to Dr. Roldan, a child psychologist who's helping us discuss bullying. Dr. Roldan, we were discussing some of the effects of bullying.
Sure, and Michelle pointed out, again, I'm sorry to hear that she went through that, and she, as you said, cried a lot. And that is definitely one of the effects, depression. And depression, you know, could lead into some other anxieties. I'm feeling sadness, loneliness. It could affect their sleep, their eating patterns. Mm-hmm. You may lose interest in activities.
Yep.
Things that, you know, they used to enjoy. Things they used to do, and now they have no interest. You know, and they can be somatic also, you know, where it could start leading to health complaints. you know, stomach aches and headaches and you know, back pain and different type of things. And then obviously, you know, when a child is feeling like this, either emotionally or physically, they are going to start their academic achievements.
It's going to suffer.
They're going to want to skip school. They want to miss school. You know, they may get to the point, you know, where if they're older, they may just want to say, hey, I want to drop out of school.
Well, yes, I remember. I mean, Michelle has always told me that girls could be mean, but I remember Michelle telling me she was afraid to go back to school because she was afraid of the principal.
Wow, that's kind of a bullying.
Yeah, of Miss Brown.
Number two.
That she was afraid to be alone anywhere with her because she screams at her and calls her a liar and, you know, and, you know, it could be really sad. It could be systematic. And, you know, it sometimes the adults are not adults. They need to look at things with an open mind, not pass judgment. Because, you know, bullying is one of the leading causes of suicide for youth. Is it not?
Well, again, you know, the research, you know, is mixed in that bag. And that to say that the bullying is causing the suicide,
or it's, you know, one of the causes.
What we do know is that depression is a leading cause of suicide.
Right.
Now, whereas the person was depressed already, does it exacerbate that depressive personality? That's where the debate is.
Dr. Roldan, I don't know what type of a debate is that. I mean, it's like, obviously there is a cause and effect, right? I mean, if you are depressed and somebody promotes that depression for whatever reason, that's the ultimate cause of the...
Somebody causes. If somebody brings about that depression, if you're being bullied constantly... At least that's what I hear about cyberbullying. A lot of cyberbullying has, and I've seen it in the news, have caused some suicide among the youth.
And also, like, I just want...
Go ahead.
So, I know that this is, like, on the subject that we're talking about. So, like, this is not... Okay, so there's some fandoms that are called Duncan's, which is Charlie's fandom, and Zona's, can I say that? And basically it caused two of them to kill themselves, and now all the Duncan's and Zona's are posting it. They're like, oh my god, we lost a Zona, or oh my god, we lost a Duncan because of bullying. This is why it's important not to do it, because now it's headlines and it's all over TikTok, and like people are like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, RIP.
So what is cyberbullying? Basically bullying somebody through the internet?
Yes.
Correct. So it could be internet, it could be through the phone, any kind of digital device. And the bad thing about, or the worst thing about cyberbullying is that when there's bullying, you know, and it's at school, you can identify the person, you know, you can report it. There's a way to resolve it if possible. I mean, you want to be able to resolve it. But with cyberbullying, sometimes it's anonymous.
Yes.
You don't know who's posting these things about you. You don't know who's doing the harassment. So it makes it that much more difficult to pinpoint where it's coming from and then to be able to resolve it.
Yes.
Now, during this pandemic, Doctor, I know that people are under duress, and some of us under stress, and some of us depressed, and some of us angry. Would you believe that bullying or cyberbullying is more prevalent during these times?
Or the bullying in general? Is it like, you know, there is a lot of bullying in school. Is it more now?
That's no longer an issue. There's no bullying in school when there's no school.
Exactly.
Also, like
So most of the bullying at school takes place when there's no or very little adult supervision. So this is happening in the hallways. I mean, it could happen in the classroom, too. I mean, when you've got 30, 40 kids in a classroom, you know, the teacher is doing their lecture, doing their you know, instruction at the front of the classroom. Bullying could be happening inside the classroom. But obviously, with no classes going on, this is still taking place. And yes, so the prevalence is much higher now, you know, because this is the way, through social media, in which they're connecting and communicating. So yeah, definitely it is much higher now. And you know, the unfortunate part about also is that you have these, what they call now, and Michelle can teach us more about this, what we call influencers, people on social media who, for no other reason than they have a lot of followers, are now called influencers, and they can sway opinion. And unfortunately, these influencers are outing individuals who have tested positive for the virus. So now you've got this stigma and this discrimination of these individuals who are tested positive, and now it's avoid them, avoid their family. It's really starting to take on a whole new perspective.
Oh, I know a way out of it. They can say to people with the virus, well, good luck to you, I'm going to be immune now.
No.
That's a good response, right?
No,
it is.
Well, negative and positive, sure.
Yeah, there you are.
Here's a curious question I had, Gus. Now, I understand that the person who's most likely to bully is someone who maybe abused themselves. Like the student that bullied Michelle, you know, I wondered if something's happening to this student or if another student's going through this, you know, but is that always the case? Are kids just bullying with nothing going on? Is the society have a role to play in that? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. I mean, society has a huge role in the way these people are shaped and the way they're formed. I mean, starting with, the family. What's going on in the family? How are we as adults being models to our children? And bullying, going back to the original definition, is conflict resolution. How are these children able to resolve their conflict? How are they able to problem solve?
Michelle to be the peacemaker.
Sorry?
I teach Michelle to be the peacemaker.
Yes.
It's very hard to fight with somebody who's making
us
peace.
Parents, if we're not modeling these coping skills of conflict resolution and problem solving, and another big one is we're going to go a little bit into how do we help people not to be bullies or not to be victims and not to be bullies. I mean, we've got to teach emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is being able to accurately perceive the emotions and be able to understand the emotions and then manage the emotions. And that's something that we as adults aren't doing a very good job as either in the family, and as a school psychologist, as a family intelligence therapist. That's one of the big things that we work on is emotional intelligence, getting people, especially children, to understand and perceive the emotion,
yes,
and then understand that emotion and then manage that emotion. And that's something that a lot of adults can't do, so they can't teach it to their children.
So it's going to be hard of them to teach the kids.
Speaking of adults, us as adults, we have a responsibility to protect our children. But what if we hit a wall and we cannot find help? These people are not putting any importance to it. They're not taking it seriously, and they will not help your child. That's something that I definitely want to touch on. And what can we do in those cases?
Yes. Exactly.
When we return.
I was going to say what?
We're going to talk later. We would love to hear from you if you have any questions about bullying. Please call us at 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH. We'll continue talking with Dr. Rodan after this short break.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment
You were forgotten, you are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Thanks for being with us. I'm Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on our app, The Cure, on your radio, on social media. Just look for God is The Cure.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast as well. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabo. Amy spelled with an I and a double E on any podcast channel.
This song is very beautiful. Later on in the song, it says, "We are not defenseless." This is the song that just played was Rescue by Lauren Daigle. So, we are not defenseless. God is our shelter in place. He will be our armor. He hears our SOS. And he will send out his armies in the middle of the darkness to rescue us. And he will not stop marching to reach for us in the middle of the hardest fight. These are the sweetest words in times like this. And because God exists, we have nothing to fear.
I also want to remind you about the contest we started. Let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our contact us page on godisthecure.com. And if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate. And thank you.
We're talking to Dr. Rodan, who's helping us discuss bullying. And Dr. Rodan, one of the things that I want to know is, how can we prevent it and how can we help others? Now, I have a case where if a child is being bullied, let's say in school, and you go to the adults and the authorities and the people that are supposed to help, the child goes to the counselor doesn't believe her, the principal gets against her, they don't believe the parents, you can't get help for that child. How can you protect your child then from being bullied, not only from her classmates, but the adults who are supposed to be helping her?
Sure, and that's unfortunate. I want to step back one minute, though, before I answer that question, and this does have to do with prevention. You know, we were talking about cyberbullying before the break, and we're talking about parental involvement.
Yes.
You know, that's also with prevention. Parental involvement and communication is vital with your children. You'll start it young, you know, so that the child feels that they can talk about it. In cyberbullying, there are online tools that monitor social media. You know, and that's something that we as parents, you know, have to be on top of, is what are our children viewing? What platforms are they on? You know, the TikToks, the Instagrams, the, you know, all the Facebooks, all those things that these children, you know, we need to be on top of that and monitor that. So there are online tools that monitor social media. That's the one thing. And going to the question of how do we prevent it, and it's unfortunate, you know, the example that you gave, Amy, because that sounds like a systemic issue. You know, in most cases, you know, as a school psychologist, you know, we're taught to go in as consultants, and, you know, the idea is that there is a community-wide bullying prevention strategy. I mean, that is now standard procedure in any school system. You know, so I mean, it's amazing because we really only started taking and keeping statistics since 2005. All this bully prevention stuff only really started, well, I mean, to us 15 years is nothing, but to Michelle, obviously, that's a lifetime. But, you know, 2005 is when we started recording and keeping data on this and saw it as a problem. So, yeah, what you're dealing with is a systemic issue where they obviously haven't really adhered to their community-wide prevention strategy. And that's the first thing there's got to be And the community can be a school, it could be a play area, it could be a workplace, it can be a city or a municipality. So there's got to be that. There's got to be in the school you're talking about, there's got to be a sense of building a safe school environment.
How is a child supposed to feel safe when they're confined in the counselor and get in trouble for it?
Basically, whatever you say to the counselor, the counselor goes reports it to the principal, and the principal gets in your case.
And then the
principal, so is that like a normal behavior of a counselor?
And then the principal harasses the child.
Yeah.
Why are you saying these things?
That sounds like a systemic issue, and overall, in that environment, in that particular school. I'm not going to say that's for the whole school system that happened in, but or it could be. Something.
It happens to be a Catholic school.
Right. It's unfortunate that there are people who are flawed and are making poor decisions and poor choices. So there's got to be at some point. You're right. There's got to be at some point. How do you escalate this? And there is hierarchy, and I would suggest that you continue climbing up that ladder of the hierarchy until you get resolution.
I learned something. I learned that there's an organization called Parents to Parents, and kids have rights, and they will help you. But I think it has to do with public schools only. Unfortunately, there's not much help for kids that were kicked out of private schools.
Well, we're talking about kids with disabilities or kids with special needs.
But I'm sure there's other organizations where parents can be a support system to each other for when it's difficult to get help for your child.
So again, this is a particular issue that it's unfortunate, but overall, the prevention of bullying is teaching, and it's education. Is teaching the bully and the victim, and there's got to be some kind of program within the environment that is teaching communication skills, problem-solving skills, conflict resolution skills. It's giving the teachers and the administration the tools to be able to identify, what are the signs of bullying. So the teacher can see it, the parents can see it. There's got to be after-school programs, assemblies for the parents, so that they, too, are educated to see the signs. Is this happening to my children? Is this happening to my children's friends? When they come over and play, when they come over and hang out, there's something that has to be systemic-wise that everybody's on board with.
Okay, so let me ask you a question about, I know how I've seen movies. It didn't happen to me, but I see in movies. For example, my kid comes back from school, and somebody started bullying him, and as a result he just hits him, so both of them got in trouble. Is that fair?
Unfortunately, in schools there is a zero tolerance for violence. Again, fairness, that's a moral and an ethical dilemma, I can see the administration saying, okay, violence is not the way to resolve this issue. So we would take him in and let's talk about different conflict resolution. How did you escalate it? Who did you tell? I would say
chamomile
violence
tea.
Is never the way to resolve it. But with that said, if the child is in danger in any way, if the child feels threatened, in any way, there's going to be serious physical injury, that child has to protect himself. There are times where you have to get the police involved or have to seek medical attention. If it's a sexual abuse, if there's bodily harm, if there's a weapon involved, is the child being extorted? We make fun, give me your lunch money, but that's extortion.
And let me ask you a question. Now that you say that, Gus, with sexual abuse, if a young child, let's say in the fifth grade, is being sexually inappropriate with another child, shouldn't it be looked into? Shouldn't the child that was being sexually inappropriate, shouldn't that be looked into? Why is this child being sexually inappropriate? I mean, not just to realize that there's a victim in this, but there can be another victim as well.
Sure. Without saying, if a child is being sexually victimized, then yes, there has to be some kind of
To me, it's a red flag. There's certain normal things that kids do and other things that's not normal.
Right. That has to be the first, like you started this whole interview with. I mean, that has to be the first line of defense. We have to protect our children.
We're almost finishing with today's show. Only a few minutes left.
Gus, you were wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Roland. You are such a wonderful person, helping so many kids, and that you're a child psychologist. God bless you, Gus.
Thank you, Gustavo. Well done.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
So, I want to say thank you to the audio producer today, Beth Ann. She's a sweetheart. Thank you for being with us today, Beth, and making the show sound great and making the music possible. And thanks to the Christian car guy, can't forget him, Robbie Dillmore. He's awesome. Check his show. And now we can pray. Why not? Let's pray.
Let's do it.
Father, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father, please help those who are being bullied. Send people to help them. Please help the people who are doing the bullying to get help so that they will not continue to hurt people. Lord, give us the courage to tell our parents about anyone we know who is being hurt or bullied. Father, forgive people who bully others. Forgive us for not always speaking up and telling an adult when we see someone bullying a person. Lord, remind us all of us, those that we need to forgive, and to help us to be quick to forgive. Father, help us all to not yield to temptation, but deliver them from the evil one. Eternal King, how great are your signs, and how powerful are your wonders. Your kingdom will last forever, your rule through all generations. You are the Lord, the Holy One. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, or our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
And thank you for listening to next week. Much love. Happy Easter.
Easter.
Oh, and another quick question. Amy is starting classes for life coaching, so check the website for more information.
Happy Easter.
Much love. We're out.
Happy Easter. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.